Hello, this is Raisa McLeod for CKUT. I am here today with Claude Vaillancourt from Attaque Québec and Christian Garot. They organized last week a flash mob to bring awareness on the Robin Hood tax. Christian Garot, can you tell me a bit about what made you organize this flash mob?
Well, I had been often going down to Square Victoria, or what is now has been dubbed as Place du Peuple, with Occupy Montreal. I work full-time, so I wasn't able to go all the time. Often I went to the marches on Saturday. At the end of October, there was a global day of action for the Robin Hood tax, and a few friends and their mutual friends and I went down to this march and then started to talk, and then from then on in, we'd meet every week, and we decided we wanted to do a flash mob, we wanted to do some sort of action. We decided to go behind, and do this action based along the Robin Hood tax, because we wanted to get something that would be very colorful and would attract media notice, and also something that would be more or less palatable for people to and easy to understand, right? And the Robin Hood tax does seem like something that was a concrete measure, you know, something that we weren't just there yelling and moaning and bitching about the system, but we're actually trying to put our weight or put our esteem behind something that could actually maybe bring about some positive change.
So what is the Robin Hood tax?
It's a tax on all the financial transactions, a very, very small tax. I think that's one that's very important in this idea. So it will not really stop the financial transaction, but it could bring a lot of money. And if the tax is, the tax could be something like 0.05% in every transaction. That's the most common idea, but some other organization like ATTAC, they want a little bit more, which will be more effective on speculation. So the idea is to slow down speculation and bring a lot of money. And if this tax is on all kind of financial transaction, it could bring, I mean, $500 billion in a year.
There is controversy about whether or not it actually will affect speculation. There seems to be about 10 studies that say it would lower speculation, the rate of speculation, and other studies, from what I recall, 5 studies saying that it actually won't lower speculation. So right now the people who are supporting the Robin Hood tax are trying to get away from the speculation theory say, well, let's use this money in effect to support other causes. What other causes do they want to support?
But I think we should not forget speculation, because it could be very bad to destabilize the economy, and especially that you can speculate on everything now. So that's why we think about the tax a little bit higher, because we think it's important. And 0.1%, that could make the difference, because many of these transactions are done in one day with a very low margin profits, yes, yeah. Very, very low margin of profit. So if it's just a little bit higher, it could change many things.
And once it's instated, too, it's like us, we pay consumer taxes, and the tax just keeps going up as the years go on. So as I suppose once the Robin Hood tax or the Tobin tax or whatever we want to call it, which I'm aware it's a different thing, but just have this tax on financial transactions, then it could over the years we could see like this is maybe a great idea. So then it would could possibly increase as time goes on.
So how is this tax different than, say, capital gains tax? Because don't financial institutions have to pay a form of income tax?
Oh, it's very different, because it's in every time there will be a financial transaction. It could be on currency market. It could be on derivative market. So there will be this very small tax. So it will happen. It will be computerized. It's very easy to do a program to get this money, and it's very feasible. Now everybody admit that it is feasible. So the only thing we need is a strong political will, and that's the reason why we do some action, is to sensibilize our politicians to this idea.
This is something that's been brought up in the G20s, from what I understand. It is being discussed. Do you know what countries support it right now and what countries don't support it? Because I know, for example, Britain says they will only support it if it becomes a global initiative.
Yes, that's a good way to do nothing. The countries that really support it is France, Germany, and it's too bad because UK was a strong supporter when Gordon Brown was prime minister. It was one of the main supporters of the tax. So with the change with the conservative, it's not the case. There's some third world countries like Brazil that is supporting that, and there's northern countries like Scandinavia. Scandinavian countries. So I think the idea is really going strongly, and especially European Union as a whole of countries is supporting it too. And they even have a plan to do this tax in Europe. I don't know if it will go on, but it's there on the table and it's waiting.
So why the number 0.05%?
I think the Tobin tax started out as 1%, and I think from my understanding of it, and Claude might be able to correct me, they just kind of keep on watering it down in order to make it more palatable to the IMF and all these other pretty conservative institutions. So it's like anything else in politics, you need to make a compromise, unfortunately.
That's right. Because the dilemma is this one. If the tax is higher, people think that it will be more difficult to be accepted. That's the problem. And if the tax is very, very low, people say, well, it's okay. It will not disturb the financial market.
It's a bit of a paradox, I think, too, that why don't people want to tax the 1%? And I've read some funny things, and people maybe think that they're going to be the 1% one day. I almost think it's part of the modern mythology, this American dream that we can all strike it rich. And when I strike rich, I don't want people to come and knock on my door and skim off a small percentage. But in reality, speculation and the 1% and all of this major financial transactions are destabilizing the rest of the economy for everyone else and making it more difficult to gain a livelihood.
But don't you and I have savings in like an RSP or some type of pension fund? And so in the end, wouldn't the consumer be the person paying for this tax?
No.
How is it that this is affecting the richest?
Well, it's affecting the speculators. That's the tax doing. It's when you buy currencies and you sell them, sometimes in very short periods, like I told. It's the same thing for derivative. Do you buy the derivative? I don't think so. it's concerning the market, the financial market, in a very high level, and that they're doing a lot of transaction in one day. It's not ordinary people. I think people that just have saving, and even people that are saving money for their retreat, they're not concerned with that. And when you travel in another country, you change some Canadian dollar for euros, it will not affect you. It's only on financial market, speculation on financial market. So that's a tax that's being a lot of money and doesn't affect almost all the people.
Well, I wanted to add that the International Monetary Fund does say this tax is feasible, and also to support your argument, it says that in the United States in 2007, the top decile in terms of income owned 81% of bonds, 63% of stocks, and 57% of investment funds. Dividing the population into deciles by net wealth, these shares are significantly higher. So just to support what mm-hmm. you were saying.
And it's strange. It's interesting that we've been set in attack. We're covering this issue for at least 10 years. And we were like dreamers. People say, oh, that's a great idea, but it's not possible. It will never be. But now, since the crisis in 2008, that's it completely changed. And the IMF was one of the organization that wasn't feasible. But they've done two studies, and I think they would have liked to say that it was not feasible. But the reality is, it's not complicated. It's simple, and it could be done.
So what did you guys do on Friday to bring awareness to this tax? What exactly happened during the flash mob?
Well, again, as I said, we wanted to make something that would be punchy, you know, that would be colorful. So we made a whole bunch of Robin Hood hats and green costumes. We dressed up all in green. We had a whole bunch of, banners and such that we had wrote Taxons les banques. So we basically walked down Saint-Jacques over to Le Banque de Montréal, right in front of Place d'Armes, and we walked in. We had done very similar in Place Ville-Marie the month of November. So we walked in. There were about 20 or 25 of us, and we had a few slogans that we were chanting. One was Robin Hood, defender of the public good, catchy things that would get the message across. Another one was Taxons les banques, la planète et les peuples sont en manque. You know, just trying to get something that was easy for people to understand and connect with, and bring the message across. So we stayed for about 5 or 10 minutes in the lobby of the Banque de Montréal and had a little security kerfuffle or whatever with the security. We stuck around for about 5 or 10 minutes inside, holding the space. And I think that's what interests myself and what interests us a lot, like trying to kind of take a bit of a stand and speak truth to power, because there's so often we don't want to do that, or we're a bit scared. It's a bit of a culture of fear that we live in. So something, it was important for us to go beyond that and to try to do something that would rock the boat a little bit. And so we did that, and we got a bunch of press out. We had Global TV cover it, Radio Canada, TVA, although in the end we didn't really see much of that appear in the media. I think that we either got shut out, or that they just had other more newsworthy events going on that day. So that's what we did, and we're going to continue this winter doing a few actions. We meet at Bar Populaire every Tuesday at 8 p.m., So if you want to come out, and everyone's welcome, even the people who might not agree with the action are welcome to come out. We probably won't be meeting next week, obviously, because of Christmas. And we have a blog. It's robindesboismontreal.blogspot.com. But you could equally go to Attaque Québec's website, and they'll also announce the upcoming flash mobs.
So are you guys associated with Robin Hood Canada? Because they have also, there is a movement called robinhoodcanada.org, and they're part of the global, they seem to be the Canadian wing of the global movement that is presently happening.
We're in a sense, like we put that on our all the pamphlets that we use that information on our pamphlets. But we're not associated officially with them as of yet. I think Attaque Québec.
Yes, Attaque Québec is associated with them. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. It was so if you guys want to learn more information about it, you can go on the blog Robin des Bois Montréal.
robindesboismontreal.blogspot.com or on Attaque Québec.
Attaque Québec. Just Google Attaque Québec, ETTAC.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.